Your happiest spring starts with Lowe's, and it all starts with getting outside with lots of friends and family. Get those spring gatherings going with our five-piece dining sets at our everyday low price starting at $6.28. Then cook up an endless amount of possibilities with our Blackstone griddle starting at $2.99. Create a season full of togetherness and make spring sizzle at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, about 3/31 to 4/6, U.S. only. Your happiest spring starts with Lowe's, and it all starts with getting outside with lots of friends and family. Get those spring gatherings going with our five-piece dining sets at our everyday low price starting at $6.28. Then cook up an endless amount of possibilities with our Blackstone griddle starting at $2.99. Create a season full of togetherness and make spring sizzle at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, about 3/31 to 4/6, U.S. only.
You're listening to Survival Talk Radio with Daniel Shrigley. President Biden's no longer going to support the Russian pipeline as punishment to Putin. Does that mean when he stopped supporting the pipeline for Americans that that was a punishment? Why was President Biden punishing Americans? We need our energy independence. Stay tuned while we dig deep. Proficient Protection Agency is based out of Alameda, California. If you have security service needs, Proficient Protection Agency can provide armed and unarmed security services. They service Northern California Bay Area, and you can find them at www.ppasecurity.com. Hi, you're listening to Survival Talk Radio with me, your host, Dan Shrigley. Come and learn survival. Are you a fan of survival? Do you like all things survival? Full spectrum survival, urban survival, wilderness survival, how to escape and evade, lost or stranded, doomsday prepper, all things survival, you can find on www.danielshrigley.com. Come visit my official survival website at www.danielshrigley.com and learn how to sustain, survive, and escape and achieve rescue or self-rescue. Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Dan Shrigley. Hey, welcome. I hope you enjoy our conversation today. So, look, President Biden is not going to support the Russian pipeline as a punishment to Vladimir Putin. So what's that say about him not supporting our own pipeline? Was he punishing Americans? Why? Why was he punishing Americans? Maybe he was punishing Americans for voting for Donald Trump and not Hillary Clinton. And that's why. Because as soon as he took office, the first thing he did was erase our energy independence and reverse everything that President Trump did to boost our economy and energy independence. Now, we're not energy independent. And go look at the gas prices. Go. Certain places are just reaching $5 a gallon. Some places are just reaching $6 a gallon. And there's some places where even premium unleaded fuel is $7 a gallon. I just paid $5.60 a gallon just the other day. And the day before that, when I got gas, it was like $5.20 a gallon. So it's gone up. And now it's going up. It keeps going up by the day, practically by the hour. It's insane, people. You know, so I really encourage you to get those gas apps like Gas Buddy, because they really help you to save money, and they also let you know where the cheapest gas is in the area closest to you, because it works off of your phone's GPS. It lets by your location, lets you know where to go to get gas that's the cheapest, so you can save as much money as you can. It's gonna get worse, people. It's gonna get to $7 a gallon for 92 octane, okay? It's gonna get there. We know it, all right? In a matter of a few weeks. I was listening to economists talk just the other day, and they're like, it's gonna keep going up over the next few weeks because this war is not gonna end overnight, and it's just gonna go higher and higher. And the White House press secretary was trying to say, this isn't Joe Biden's fault. This is Putin's fault. This is why you're paying more for gasoline by the gallon, is because of Putin. That is not true, people. It is not true. It might have gone up a little bit, but what is making us pay more per gallon is when Joe Biden either stopped or limited fracking, and then he ended construction on the pipeline, and everything he's done has drove inflation way up. Everything the Democrats have done has driven inflation way up, all right? It is President Biden's fault. It's the Democrats' fault. It's not the Republicans' fault. It's not Donald Trump's fault. That's their fallback. They want to blame Donald Trump. I don't like everything about Donald Trump. I don't hate everything about Donald Trump. I try to be fair. I also don't hate everything about Joe Biden, but I don't like a lot of things about Joe Biden. I try to be fair. I don't just hate people, all right? I try to find things that, okay, well, you know, I dislike this and I dislike that, dislike this. What might I like about somebody? I also try to do that too, just to keep it fair, you know, so I don't live my daily life with a bunch of hatred in my heart. And sometimes it's hard to find something that you can appreciate about somebody. But I believe if you look hard enough, you'll find something. But with Joe Biden, I have a hard time pinpointing down what I might like about him. It's like, to be fair, I liked a lot of things about Trump. I also didn't like a few things about him, and that's just to keep it real. You know, I don't like everything about any politician, you know. You can't like everything about somebody. You know, it's hard if unless you're, you know, staying blind to the negative and only looking at the positives. I just try to keep an open mind about stuff and then evaluate things. I don't just eat everything that's fed to me. I like to do my own investigation and make educated decisions about what's going on. And I'm very picky as to what I soak in and by what source that is. And I never rely on sources. I always double check the sources. And you should make that habit too. All right. Don't just be a Republican blindly. All right. Because you could be supporting somebody that's a rhino. You could be, don't just be a Democrat blindly, because you might find that you're supporting someone that actually doesn't align with everything you believe. So you need to qualify who you support and make sure that they continue to earn your support. Just don't support blindly because it's a party affiliation. That's the worst thing you could do. All right. So, but the question of the day is, why is gas prices so high? All right. I think a lot of dominoes have fallen to take us to where we're at. And those dominoes started falling about 13 months ago. And they're going to keep falling. And right now, the captain of the ship is Joe Biden. He's at the helm. And he can steer us into disaster. Did you know that the federal government might shut down? They still haven't reached a deal. All right? So hopefully they don't. Hopefully they can do another extension. But what it is they need to balance the budget. And they keep patching it, but they don't solve it. And that's a bad thing. All right, that's bad leadership. We don't have the greatest leadership in our nation right now. Okay, it's horrible. It's divided amongst itself. You have party members that are only party by name alone, but by their actions, they belong in the other party. So they're basically hogging up a seat. You know, we have Republicans that are really Democrats, but they ran on a Republican ticket, and they might have a few Republican conservative ideals, but they're holding a seat that they should surrender and give up to someone that really represents that party. And the same with the Democrats. You got Democrats that are holding Democrat seats, and they really are socialists. They're really communist in a lot of things they support, and it's horrible. I don't see it getting better, people. I don't see it repairing itself. I just see it's going to stay divided or even become divided even further, and that's very scary. And you know, when it comes to what we can do with ourselves, people, we really need to budget our personal income, because we could get spread thin real fast with the cost of everything going up. If semi-truck drivers are having to pay $1,000 just to fill up their tanks so they can go pick up freight and deliver it, you think that's not going to affect the vendors, the suppliers, the warehouses, the manufacturers, and drive their costs up because they have to pay the truckers more money? It's going to hurt us, ultimately. It's already hurting us, all right? And then we have supply shortages. It's just ugly. It's so ugly right now, all right? We really need to fix this country. And we can only do that at the ballot box, as long as the ballot box isn't being tampered with. I mean, that's the concern too. You know, you got the Democrats, when their party member wins the election, they say, oh, it wasn't rigged, it's a fair election. But when their party member loses, then they start saying, it's a rigged election. So which is it? You know, spits or swallows, okay? Can't be both, all right? So, it's incredible, okay? And then, you know, we have the Republicans, you know, they do the same thing. You know, if they lose, then they say it's a rigged election. If they win, then they say it was a fair election. And just both parties always accusing each other. They're like children. They're very immature. And it gets sickening after a while. You know, don't you get sick and tired of it? Don't you get sick and tired of turning the news on, expecting to actually watch the news? And it's just opinion, 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 politics, politics, opinion, opinion. Where'd the news go? What's current events? What's going on around America? They don't talk about it, all right? They talk about politics. It's trying to manipulate you. It's mind control, all right? Everything they say, every network, not just mainstream media, all stream media. It's all about manipulating how you think. And that's just the truth, people. So, you know, the best thing you can do is look at all sources. Because if you're not looking at CNN and you're only watching Fox News, then you're selling yourself short by half. I know it's kind of hard to stomach watching CNN, but you kind of need to watch, you know, both sides of the story so you can kind of piece together a little bit of what that truth factor is. And also, I like to do this, is I like to watch both sides of the story so I know who's lying, you know, because I can tell who's lying, all right, by, you know, putting pieces together as to what the truth is. And it's just, sometimes you just got to turn the news off, you know, because it gets depressing. So, but, you know, we got to survive in this world, all right, and we got to do it economically. So, I don't trust the dollar. I don't trust the banks. I really don't. I mean, we have to use them to go buy stuff, right? But what you need to trust is gold and silver, you know. You need to put your investments into gold and silver, because that's safe. No matter how bad our economy gets, gold's always going to be worth something to somebody, all right? That's the bullion that backs up our money. Our dollar is our gold bullion, like Fort Knox, all right? All the gold bars is how we back up our dollar. And when they keep printing money, it doesn't help us at all. It makes our dollar go down in value. We buy less with our dollar, you know? So, you know, you need to find ways to put away your cash for times when cash won't be accepted in society. and that's when you're going to be happy you have gold, all right? And so, you know, learning how to melt gold down and make gold bars, get scrap gold, you know, get gold wherever you can, you know, smelting, okay? So you can buy gold, gold coins even, and or silver. So I would focus on purchasing gold and silver, right? Silver is not as expensive as gold. You probably need both, but that will definitely always be a currency around the world. And being prepared, you know, financially for a rainy day is the smart thing to do. So if we can't afford to put gas in our cars, that means we can't afford to get to work. How are we going to get to work? All right. And you might find that you're not having enough money after going grocery shopping, paying your bills, paying your rent, to you're gonna get to a point where you're being pushed into a corner. Do I buy gas or do I buy food? All right. Especially if you're a single parent. You know, there's people out there, like in Florida, where their lease is expiring, and their landlord tells them, "Hey, I just raised your rent $1,800." And in Florida, it's actually legal. They don't have rental protection laws. And certain states do have those protection laws, but like Florida needs those laws. But can you imagine you finding out that your rent's going up $1,800? That's insane. All right. But it could happen, and it's happening to people. All right. And it's technically legal in Florida for that to happen. But even if it just goes up a little bit, because, you know, say, for instance, like you're only making maybe $20 an hour, $21 an hour at your job. If you're lucky, if you're not working at like fast food and they're only paying you $17, $17.50, $18, $19 an hour. That's not enough money in the San Francisco Bay Area to rent an apartment. That's not even enough money for a one-bedroom apartment in a place that's not infested with crime, all right? If you want to actually live in a good neighborhood that has a good school for your kid to go to, you know, you're going to be paying $2,400, $2,800, $3,000 just for a two-bedroom apartment, all right? And it's not even a luxury apartment. It's just a basic apartment, all right? If you want a luxury apartment, you better be thinking about paying $3,500 a month for a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom luxury apartment. It's got all the nice amenities and stuff. It's just sickening, all right? And, you know, if you're making $20 an hour and you're a married couple, you know, so you're probably making about, you know, $20 an hour, that averages out to about $600 a week per each of you for a 40-hour week. So that's $1,200 a week. You know, it sounds like you're making good money, but not when you have a car payment or two car payments, car insurance, grocery bills. If you have little kids, you're buying diapers and maybe a baby, and you're buying formula and, you know, everything everybody needs. And then gasoline, you know, depends on how far you commute, you know. And sometimes you can't afford to live in the city you work, so you have to commute an hour. It means you have to find a place to live that's at least an hour outside of where you work. So now you're spending anywhere between an hour to 3 hours in your car, depending on traffic, you know, and how bad traffic is, just to get to work and then go home, you know, and you spend like half a day in traffic, you know. I know someone that has to commute from Stockton to...
Your happiest spring starts with Lowe's, and it all starts with a beautiful green lawn. Keep it looking sharp and save $50 on the Kobalt 40-volt self-propelled mower. Was $399, now just $349. And give the rest of your yard a healthy boost with a bag of our premium mulch at the everyday low price of $368. Create a season full of happiness at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, about 331 through 46. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. U.S. only.
where I live in Pleasanton, just so they can go to work. And they complain that sometimes they have to sit in traffic for 3 hours. And they're really only, it's, if it was no traffic at all, it only takes them like maybe 40 minutes to get to work with no traffic at all. All right. So they live at least a 40 minute drive out. But with traffic, sometimes it takes 3 hours, 3.5 hours. And it's miserable. You know, so they have to leave very early to go to work. All right. Which that means that impedes their sleep time, rest time, and all that stuff, and family time. And it's just, you know, just the way it is. It's now a fact of life. It's miserable. You know, when you're rich and you make a lot of money and you're making $500,000, $700,000 or more a year, you can pretty much live where you want to. And, but everybody that services you, your Uber driver, your food delivery guy, when you go when you're at work and maybe you say, we'll use San Francisco for example. A lot of the people that are taking care of your everyday needs in San Francisco, they can't even afford to live in the city that you live in. Like, say you live in a high rise, luxury building, all right? Most of the people that work at that can't even afford to live in the city. That are there, maybe you're a security guard, maybe you're a valet driver, maybe you're a concierge, maybe you're the housekeeper that runs around and maintains, you know, the public areas and bathrooms and stuff like that and social areas. So it's just really hard for people to survive. And, and who do we have to blame? Have you ever been in California in the last few years? The roads are horrible. California used to have some of the best roadways, and now it has some of the worst roadways, all right? Infrastructure is being neglected. Bridges in California are in disarray. They need a lot of repair work, all right? Like 90% of California bridges need to be repaired. It's being neglected. So where's all that money going to that these politicians are, getting? What are they spending that money on? They're, you know, instead of giving money to illegal immigrants, why don't you put some of that money towards our roadways, our bridges, all right? Why don't you put that money back towards the things that will benefit the people paying the taxes, you know? So, I don't agree with giving someone that's here illegally that committed a federal offense, to get here should be awarded with money. And I know AOC has found ways to get illegal immigrants money. She admitted to it on camera, which means she admitted to committing a felony, and she should be indicted for that or investigated. And if they find it to be true, then indict her and then charge her and make her spend her day in court. And if she gets convicted, she should go to prison. That's what I think. So, I'm not a big old AOC fan or Ilhan Omar in any way, shape, or form. I can't support communism or socialists, and I don't know how anybody could, but I see it every day on social media. I see it every day. It's horrible. So, Joe Biden, I guess he hated Trump so much that he decided to punish the whole United States, and now we're paying for premium unleaded, just where I live, it's practically $7 a gallon. Isn't that disgusting? It's like betrayal, all right? So, but he doesn't care. He's got Hunter Biden making all the family money and paying all the family bills, and he gets to pocket his money. What an arrangement. Wow. You know, so it's just ridiculous. It's a big joke, all right? These politicians are a joke. There should be term limits on all public offices. Nobody should be able to be in politics for 50 years. That's insane. All right. Not a mayor, not an assemblyman or a council member, not a senator, not a legislator. Nobody in politics should be able to be in an elected position for 50 years. All right, that's just horrible, This is horrible. We need to have term limits, especially Congress and Senate. We definitely have need to have term limits there, you know, because they're all crooks, you know, that's my opinion. They're crooks. So, you know, what can we do? Well, one, we can start getting prepared for a rainy day. I talk about getting prepared a lot, you know. You need to get prepared with food. You need to get prepared with water. You know, energy independence, you know, being able to live off the grid. There's so many ways you can get electricity now. They have solar powered generators that you charge with solar energy, you know, and those solar power energy, you know, the solar panel itself can even collect energy from the sun, even when it's a little cloudy out, which is pretty neat. You know, it's not doesn't just have to be a bright sunny day. You know, even cooking your food. You know, if you have, you know, the ability to use a solar oven, you know, that's free. You can cook food using sunlight, using a solar oven. Look it up; it's pretty neat. You're just reflecting the heat to a central point. And it's kind of like magnifying lens, all right? And it heats your food, and you can bake, kind of like put a crock pot in there. As long as the container's black and it's got a clear lid on it, you wrap it around, like, you know, those sunshades that you could put in your windshield? Get two or three of those, make a comb. As long as it's got that mirror reflection on it, I think you've seen them, they have that bubble wrap on it. I got one right here, actually. And it reflects the heat back, but they have commercially produced solar ovens that you can use, and it's pretty neat, and you don't even need a fire, and you can boil your water with it, so that's pretty neat, you know, but you need to have water filters. They got commercially produced ones. You know, I talk a lot about the bushcraft skills, but I want to let you know that there's, you know, some, once you got your bushcraft skills down, you know how to make cordage, you know how to make shelters, you know how to make fishing hooks, you know how to make cutting instruments, chopping instruments, you know, once you get all that stuff down, that's just in case you ever need it. You're not, you know, all for naught, you know, but there's some really good commercially produced products out there that you could get too, you know, but it's, I always try to stress, but at least know the primitive ways. Just in case you ever need it, you can fall back on that and use it, and you know, be confident in yourself, and it'll help you from being panicky. You know, what if you lost your backpack and fell over a cliff down a waterfall? I mean, it sounds like that's impossible, but what if it happened? You know, what if you got your bag stolen? You know, and what if you went to sleep in your tent, a bear came by, grabbed your backpack, and took off up a mountain with it? While you were asleep, you wake up a few hours later, you don't even know where your stuff's at. You'll think a human stole it, all right? But it was a bear, and it ran by and took your backpack. It's happened, man. It's happened. So, and now you have nothing, but you have your brain, you have your mind. You've been educated. You know what plants you can eat. You know, you know how to make the tools you might need. You know how to make shelter, you know. So, you know how to purify water. You know, you need to, one, learn how to find water, and you can find water naturally, or you can use science to help you create water, all right? Science is your friend in any survival situation. That's why I always say to people, you know, you really want to expand your horizons and be a great survivalist? Watch videos on gunsmithing. Watch videos on how to make knives. Watch do-it-yourself videos on auto mechanics. Learn a little bit of engineering, all right? Learn maintenance stuff, all right? Because those will be skill sets that you could use when you're in a survival situation. You know, do you know how to change a tire? You know, you're not going to be much of a survivalist if you can't change a flat. You're not going to be much of a survivalist if you can't get a car started. You know, and need one, you know, so, you know, it's just a lot of things that you could learn, and it should be a never-ending venture for you, You know, you should always be ready to learn new things, all right? And your brain is a sponge, and you'll find great enjoyment. You know, I always say keep a survival handbook on you. Keep a plant identification book that relates to the region that you're at. So if you're in America, in the Northern Hemisphere, and you happen to live in California, get a book that talks about plants that grow in California in the region you live. It won't do you much good if you're, you know, in Death Valley, but you have a plant, a book about edible plants that relates to a woodland environment, you know, like in the, El Dorado area, you know, El Dorado County, all right, which is like by Tahoe. Okay, so you want to have a book that's specific to the plants that you're actually going to be able to identify, is my point, you know. And you're going to want to have, you know, a Bible with you if you're a Christian, you know, and or whatever your faith is. You're going to want to have your faith book, all right? Because that, believe it or not, you know, for me being a Christian, I can speak on that. I don't know about other religions too much, but I believe in the Lord and I believe in God. And I believe that I do believe the power of prayer is profound. I don't know if, some of you are aware, but I am ordained. So if you want to get married, I can actually officiate your wedding. I can do funerals. Speaking of which, my grandma just died a couple days ago. She was 89 years old, and I just found out, the night before last. So, she was a great woman. So, may she rest in peace. Claire Shrigley was her name, and she was my father's mom. And, she lived a good life. She had a long life. She was ready to go, from what I hear. But moving on from that, you know, I know a few of you will probably send your condolences, and I appreciate it, but, you know, that's life. People live and die, and I'd rather, if you're gonna live with your faith, you know, and pray daily. You know, if you're a Christian, you should be talking to Jesus every day, because you're not going to get to heaven by your works. He's going to say, I don't know you. I never knew you. If you think you're going to get to heaven by your works, it's not going to happen. You really need to get to heaven by a relationship with the Lord if you're a Christian. And I can't speak on other religions, so I'm not going to do that. But I can just say for me, you know, it's real important when you're out in a survival situation that you have the ability to defeat isolation sickness, depression. Because if you're out there long enough, you might get tired of being alone, especially if you are alone, if you don't have other people with you. And, you know, and in the perfect environment, you would have someone with you, but sometimes that's not the case. Sometimes it's a worst case scenario. And sometimes people are just better off being alone, and they choose that, all right? And even though you like to be alone, most people get sick and tired of being alone after a long time. And so I'll tell you what, how I defeat isolation sickness is through prayer and worship and just being in the Word of God and listen to the teachings of Christ and reading the gospel, all right? That really helps. And then being lost in prayer, you know, really getting deep in prayer and opening up and just trying to better yourself and treat your body like it's the temple that it's made to be. You know, the Lord is within us. He put a part of Him in us when He made us each. So, but moving on from that, gas prices are high. I don't see that changing anytime soon, all right? Not at all. I think it's going to get worse, people. I think that you're going to find that you're going to go to the grocery store, and for $300, you're going to walk out with $70 worth of food for $300. All right? Yeah, it's $70 is barely enough money for food for 2 days. You're going to end up being stuck eating, shelf-stable food all the time, like noodles and stuff. You're not going to eat the same way, that healthy way. You know, I can't imagine, you know, how a bodybuilder is going to make it through, because everything that they need is not cheap, all right? And especially, you know, if you think you're going to maintain that lifestyle, yeah, watch how that turns out between now and the next year, all right? So if you're going to be a bodybuilder, you need to start buying the stuff that you want to stock up on now, because the stuff that you really need, like your protein powder mixes, where it goes $30 for a container, $45 for a container, you're going to find that either you're going to have to take the cheapest option, which might not be the one you like, but it's going to probably double in price. And so if you can, start stocking them on what you need now in excess, and, you know, and make your pantry like a Costco. Buy in bulk, okay? You know, everybody runs to go spend a lot of money on toilet paper and stuff. You know, if it gets that bad, people, you know, wipe your ass with a rag, all right? And then when you're done wiping your ass with a rag, you know, rinse it out and then wash it, you know, or something. Because toilet paper and wipes are going to be really scarce, hard to get, but you're still going to need to clean yourself, you know. So, you know, you need to get in that soldier mindset, that survival mindset, you know, where we adapt and overcome. If you can adopt that adapt and overcome mindset, you're halfway there with the psychology of survival, the mindset. All right, I wrote an article, it's on my website blog. It's called The Psychology of Survival, The Survival Mindset. All right, and I believe I even did an episode over it. If you scroll down into the old episodes, you probably might even find where I did a reading of it. That is quite a while back, but if you scan down, you'll see it. It'll say Psychology of Survival, or Survival Mindset episode, and that's where I read from the article I wrote. But yeah, man, you guys, you really need to start planning for things to get worse. You know, that's me being your friend. I'm telling you the way it is. It's the truth. It's going to get worse. And it's going to get worse in a lot of ways. The worse it gets economically for people, the more crime you're going to see. People are going to get desperate. And they're going to start doing whatever they need to do to take care of their own. And they don't care who they step on in the process, who they steal from in the process, who they hurt in the process. And you're going to see politicians, you know, blaming race, which is stupid, you know, because they're just creating more racial problems by doing that. You know, I know race issues exist. I have friends that tell me about it all the time, that they always are hearing racial stuff. And I'm like, well, then turn off your social media. If you're hearing a lot of racial stuff all the time, let's stop and pause. Where are you hearing it at? If you're hearing it on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook or whatever, then turn it off, all right? Because that's where you're getting it. Because in public, they ain't got the balls to walk up to your face and be racist to you. And now some people will, all right? And I know that's true. Some people will. But the majority of people don't. A lot of people get that keyboard bravery. They'll say whatever they want to say over the keyboard, but they wouldn't dare say it to your face in real life. And that's the truth, all right? But racism exists, but it's just not rampant like, you know.
Your happiest spring starts with Lowe's, and it all starts with a beautiful green lawn. Keep it looking sharp and save $50 on the Kobalt 40-volt self-propelled mower. Was $399, now just $349. And give the rest of your yard a healthy boost with a bag of our premium mulch at the everyday low price of $368. Create a season full of happiness at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, about 331 through 46. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. U.S. only.
Spring break is coming up fast, and the beach is the perfect place to spend it. But before you book your travel, before you plant your umbrellas, or before the kids build their sandcastles, protect your whole family with COVID-19 vaccines. They're safe and effective. You'll travel with peace of mind.
A safer spring break starts with your COVID-19 vaccines. Visit vaccines.gov to book an appointment.
They try to say it is, but it does exist, and it's sickening, and there's no place for it, and you shouldn't tolerate it. You should never treat someone differently just because they have a skin color or a look, you know. Now, I understand, you know, the way people present themselves. So if I'm walking by and I see, somebody presenting themselves to be a thug, all right, a criminal, and you know, they're backing that appearance up with their speech, and there's, you know, hate speech and being disrespectful and stuff like that, then that person is what he is, all right? And that's someone that you need to get, you know, separate yourself from. You know, if you're uncomfortable around somebody, don't let them pull you down to their level. Just leave, you know, and, you know, leave before you collect all their attention, and then their full attention's on you, you know. But, you know, I've had people say stuff to me, you know, I'll be on duty in uniform, and they'll, you know, for no reason at all. I wasn't even worried about him. I wasn't thinking about him at all. Just walk up and say something to me, just to see if they could rile me up. And I ignore them like they didn't exist, and that pisses them off more. And the next thing you know, they're, getting my full attention then, depending on what they do, and, or I'm, telling them, you know, they need to leave, or they're going to get, you know, put in handcuffs, or I'm going to get back up, and they're going to get put in handcuffs. But I realize that some people just hate the uniform. They hate your uniform, rather it's a police uniform, fire uniform, security guard uniform. They don't care. They just hate anything that looks like authority to them. All right. Even it could be a business suit. Maybe they'll make fun of you for that. You know, I have people that get on my social media and they're like, will say, oh, you look like that guy from The Hills Have Eyes, you know, and I'm like, oh, that real ugly bald guy, you know, that's really rich, made a lot of money, being a movie actor, that's famous, yeah, thanks, bro, I appreciate it, you know. Yeah, I know, I've seen myself in the mirror, and I've seen what he looks like, and I can see the similarity a little bit, you know, but we don't look alike, and I'm not that damn ugly, but, you know, but I also think of it, that actor, he didn't choose to look that way, you know, and but he used the way he looks the best way he could, and he made a living off of it, you know, and he's not the most handsome guy on the planet, he's surely not the most ugly, because ugly is all, you know, a matter of perception, and who's looking at you for whatever way. That guy could be the nicest man on earth, you know, and be just a gem, and when you get to know him, you might see him as The Hills Have Eyes in the beginning, but after a while, you're going to stop seeing him like that. You're going to see him for being nice and kind, and he laughs at your jokes, and he shares, and you invite him over for some dinner to hang out with, you know, as a friend to the family, you know, and he's bringing over, a potluck meal, you know, he's bringing over something, maybe he's bringing you over a case of beer. You never know, all right? So, but, you know, just to bash on someone needlessly, you know, it's uncalled for. Body shaming, it's uncalled for. There's no reason to body shame. You can body motivate, though. You know, hey, I noticed that you're over here. You know, I go work out all the time. Have you ever thought about working out? I'm kind of looking for a workout partner. And I'll train you for free if you don't know how to do it. But then we can work out together. And eventually you're going to learn it. You know, it doesn't take that much effort to, you know, get to speed, you know, and then instead of tearing someone down, motivate them, you know, so no body shaming, body motivating, you know, you want to get someone in shape, go get in shape with them, you know, lead by example. So in the Army, we lead by example on everything we do, all right, they even call it be, no, do, be the example, know the knowledge, and do what you expect your subordinates to do, even when they're not looking, so that way they can look up to you and know that you know how to do it, and you're going to teach them how to do it, all right? The be, no, do, all right? The Army uses that, and they probably will still use it, I'm pretty sure. I've only been out of the Army since 2013, so it's not quite a decade yet, but it's getting close. But I'm pretty sure that has not changed, the be, no, do, all right? So, you know, I wouldn't suggest going and buying drums of gasoline. But what I would do is I would suggest, you know, not frivolously driving your car around, you know, like, you know, breaking some habits that you might have. You know, I know people just drive everywhere, you know, get a bicycle, ride your bike to the store, you know, walk to the store, you know, save your gas, conserve your gas tank. That's my suggestion. Prices are going to go up. You're still going to have to buy gas. You know, stay home a little bit more. Also, turn your electronics off for a little bit, you know, when you get a chance. You know, it's okay to have a little boredom in your life and just meditate. Pick up a book. Put the phone down. Pick up a book. All right? Just get away from your tech devices a little bit. You find yourself getting in arguments with people on the internet, that's because you're on it too much. I know, I was guilty of it. I don't do that now, though. I outgrew it. I kind of learned. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to, you know, someone starts running their mouth, I instantly block their account. You know, I used to sit there and not block their account and get back and forth with them. It's not worth it, man. Life's too short. You know, it's too short. I'd rather use my time, you know, doing productive things, you know, so, and maybe you're at that level too, where you're just like, you know what, Daniel's right. I feel like when I'm on the internet, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever it is, MySpace, freaking whatever platform you're using, Twitter or LinkedIn, but when you feel that you're getting blocked, suspended, banned by the service provider, or you're getting in arguments with people, people are reporting your posts too much. You know what that really means? It just means that you're on that social media site way too much, and you need to get a hobby. You should go on that social media site maybe 10 minutes out of a day just to see what's up with people. But when you're spending, when I get on there and I see people having like 25 My Story postings, 19 story editions, and, you know, just a whole bunch of stuff and random things, and, you know, and I used to be guilty of it, but I sure changed my habits. You know, I don't do that now, and I'll tell you what I gained by not doing that. I gained a lot of freedom, peace of mind, less stress. You know, when I was first trying to get into the film industry, get into movies and get into television, before I got into it, you know, I would live and breathe on that stuff. Facebook, MySpace, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. I was just on all of them. You know, I had to use Hootsuite just to keep my accounts active and running. And, I mean, granted, it worked. I got on TV. I starred on a TV series, Ultimate Ninja Challenge, on Discovery Channel. You can watch it on Discovery Plus app. You can download it on your Apple, TV app. Or you can, you can Google search it and find out where it's streaming from. You know, you can get on Roku and just type in Ultimate Ninja Challenge. And you'll find it. Don't get it confused with Ultimate Ninja Warrior. That's a competition for physical fitness. Ultimate Ninja Challenge was a competition of 9 modern day warriors doing the 9 Kuji principles and trying to survive through these challenges. And I tell you, it was just mostly about surviving drama of getting along with other people. And, you know, I'm pretty blunt, so, and, you know, I'll let you know if you cross a line with me. So, and that's what I did. Someone crossed a line with me, and I said, hey, look, you're not my boss, man. And ever since I told him that, he you know, basically was sniveling and was pissed off and insulted that I corrected him. Like, he was like, how dare you, you know, tell me, you know. I was like, bro, you're talking to me kind of disrespectfully, and I don't appreciate it, and don't be doing that shit again, you know. And ever since then, I was the enemy of everybody, because he went around like a little drama bitch. So, but whatever, you know, I spite them, and I spite them, and there's no bigger spite to somebody than winning. And I won. And they hated it. They hated it. They couldn't get me to quit because I'm not a quitter. I'm a combat vet. I'm an NCO. All right, retired. I've worked the toughest beats in the world. They're nothing compared to me. Not one of them has been through half the shit I've been through. Not even the freaking Marine Force recon guy. All right. They're just negative people. And then they spent all their time after the TV show going on interviews just to bash me. I'm like, I really appreciate that your guys' time after the show, when you're off doing interviews, was spent talking about me. That just means that I was the most famous person on the show. You guys are just, I told them on the show, I said, hey, look, when we get done with this, I'm going to be the most famous person on the show. Everybody will remember me, but they're not going to remember you. They're barely going to even think about you. I'm going to stand out because I was the villain. All right? It's just funny. I did learn some lessons. I could have gone about doing some stuff differently that would have probably brought a lot more peace. But, you know, at the time I was dealing with my own issues. And I think a lot of us had some of our own issues. You know, so I forgive them now. You know, and I hope they forgive me. And if I ever met them again, it would probably be a happy reunion, you know, but, you ever have a family member that you stopped talking to for a long time, you just got sick of each other, and then, one day, a few years down the road, you just get this inclination to reach out to them, and when you do, it's a happy reunion. But on the flip, have you ever had that family member where you reached out to them thinking you'll give them a shot, see how they're doing, and regretted it? So, it's just life, people. It's just life. All right, so, gas. The price is almost $7 a gallon just for premium. And so, that means if premium is at $7 a gallon and they estimate it's going to keep going up, that means regular unleaded is going to end up being $7 a gallon eventually, and premium will be like $8 a gallon. How do you feel about that? I really think you should get a pen and paper, or get on a typewriter or a word processor, or print out a letter, you know, with your printer, and mail it to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and address it to President Biden and let him know that he needs to focus on letting our nation be energy independent. All right. And we just need to flood that mailbox for the White House with all those letters and copy that letter and send it to every single representative in Congress and every single representative in the Senate. All right. And send it to your state legislator too. All right. It could be a generic statement, but it's just letting them know. But every family member in your household that's an adult, all right, have them write that letter. Heck, if they're a kid, have them write that letter, all right? And just everybody mail out. Go buy, enough stamps that you can send a letter from each family member, all right? And write them a letter. If you own a business, and people want to write a letter, you should offer them, hey, if you want to write a letter to the president complaining about gas prices and energy independence and how upset you are about this inflation, because it wasn't like that in 2019, but it became like that in 2020 and 2021 and now 2022. You know, he's been in office for 13 months. He hasn't done anything good for the nation. He thinks he's creating jobs. I'm going to tell you what, Joe Biden's not creating jobs right now. Those are jobs that were lost due to COVID and they're starting to come back, but that's not job creation. That's just job regeneration. He's not creating jobs. Those are jobs that were already there that people lost during the COVID, but now the companies are kind of coming back online because they're lifting up the mandates and all the vaccines and stuff, so they're able, these companies are able to come back, but that's not job creation. That's job as people returning back to work, okay? Take a break for this commercial message, and I'll be right back. Thanks for tuning in, and please stay tuned. Proficient Protection Agency is based out of Alameda, California. If you have security service needs, Proficient Protection Agency can provide armed and unarmed security services. They service Northern California Bay Area, and you can find them at www.ppasecurity.com. You're listening to Survival Talk Radio with Daniel Shrigley. President Biden's no longer going to support the Russian pipeline as punishment to Putin. Does that mean when he stopped supporting the pipeline for Americans that that was a punishment? Why was President Biden punishing Americans? We need our energy independence. Stay tuned while we dig deep. All right, thank you for listening to my commercial break. Hey, if you own a business and you want to be a sponsor, just reach out to me via email at daniel@danielshrigley.com, and we can make you a audio commercial, just like you heard with Proficient Protection Agency, based out of Alameda, California. Or like you may have if you listened to previous episodes where I was promoting Metro Security. But now we're promoting PPA Security. And, you know, so if you want to be added to the promotion, just reach out to me on email at daniel@danielshrigley.com. And that's S-H-R-I-G-L-E-Y. If you don't know how to spell my name. And then we can make an arrangement, and you can make a PayPal payment for you know, the advertisement for your company, or you can send me a pre-existing advertisement if you have one made, and I'd be more than happy to promote your business and help you grow. That's what I do. I like to help people out. All right, and also wouldn't hurt for me to have a little bit of income boost. So, but we'll keep the prices fair. All right, I'm more than happy to help out. So like I said, Daniel@DanielShrigley, reach out to me via email. All right, so getting back to the topic at hand, you know, so we need to combat where we are at economically. So I'm going to tell you, start buying dry noodles, start buying rice, start buying canned foods, all right? If you're going to get into canning, be very careful and learn how to do it the right way so you don't get sick. Because if you don't can certain foods the right way, you can get salmonella poisoning and other stuff. So you want to make sure you know what you're doing. And there's a lot of information on how to do it the right way, and you just have to take time to look it up. But get into canning some vegetables and stuff like that, all right, or pickling and stuff like that, all right, and because the food will maintain for quite a while and extend the shelf life of that food when you do that. And it's just a better way for you to ensure that you can feed your family. Or yourself, if it's just you. But if you have kids, you're definitely going to want to start planning ahead and pretending like next week everything's going to fall to shit and I'm not going to be able to feed my family. And you need to adopt it, that seriousness about it, so that way you'll stop being lazy and get out there and start doing it. And go to the grocery store and just buy a bunch of noodles. You know, you can buy beans, okay? Get every type of bean you can think of, all right? Get every type of noodle you can think of, all right? Get all the different types of rice that you can think of, because you'll get tired of the same type. So, you know, go try different stuff, okay? But once you get all that stuff, you know, go to Costco and buy big bags of rice, all right? And get different ones. Get long grain, get jasmine, get sticky rice, get brown rice, you know. Change it up because it all has different nutritional values. Get your flour, all right? So you have the ability to make bread if you need to. Get your yeast, all right? Get your bouillon cubes, all right? Get your spices, you know. Just start stocking it up, okay? And I promise you, get your powdered milk. All right, I know everybody hates powdered milk, but hey, when you don't have milk, because milk is scarce, and you know, and you need milk to cook with, At least you'll have powder milk, all right? Get your powder eggs even, okay? There's a lot of foods you can buy and stock up your house with, and it's not that expensive, okay? Go buy, while you can, go buy seeds, so that way you can grow some vegetables. But if you're going to grow vegetables, use the hidden garden method. Don't use the traditional farmer's method, ducks in a row, blah, blah, blah. Because I tell you, if it ever got bad and you have looters marching around, and rioters, protesters, whatever you want to call it, marching around, and they see your garden, they're going to steal what you got. All right, but the average person can't identify potatoes, can't identify, carrots when they're growing in the ground. They don't know what it looks like because their whole life they've been going by from the grocery store prepackaged stuff. So they're gonna walk right over it. All right, they're gonna not even notice that it's there. All right, they're gonna think it's a weed or something. So it's the best way to protect your garden, and but you'll know it's there. And you'll be able to grow your food in broad daylight, and no one will even know it's there. You probably could even grow your food in public land, plant some public food, and it'll just be there. If you ever need it, you just walk on over there, dig up some carrots, walk on out. If you live like in an apartment complex, but you want to plant something, just go where the grass is tall, all right? Avoid weeds. Plant your little vegetable, and eventually it's going to grow there. And then when it's matured, you just go pick it, all right? But, I mean, it's kind of comical, but I'm not actually far off the beat. It's true, all right? And people will be running by every day on the bike, skateboard, jogging, walking. They'll pass it every day. They won't even know it was there. You know, you might want to hide it a little bit, you know, but the point is you can probably, if you lived in Central Park and there's a patch in Central Park where the grass is kind of not maintained there, and you planted some potatoes, and guess what? Those potatoes are going to grow. They're going to get watered by the sprinkler system, and you're going to be able to dig them up eventually and eat them. And, you know, because I know a lot of people don't have a lot of options in certain locations, but there's a lot of options you do have. You can grow your own sprouts. You know, sprouts like to grow in the dark, you know, but you can grow your own sprouts, you know, if you like sprouts on your sandwiches and stuff. There's a lot of things you can grow at home. All right, just go get you some pots and potting soil and stuff like that. But yeah, man, I really suggest you think about that as an option for you. All right, and it does, you know, the food does take a while to grow. It doesn't grow overnight, you know, it might take a little while. But once it does grow, it's worth it. All right, it's a rewarding feeling. All you have to do is make sure you water it and that you're giving it the correct amount of sunlight or darkness, whatever it's required. And, you know, pay attention to the temperature variance, make sure that it can handle it. You know, so, but you can do the research on the type of vegetable that you want to grow. You know, you can go buy a, you know, if you do have land, go buy you a lemon tree, go buy you an orange tree. I've seen them selling the trees at Costco, all right? And people be buying lemon trees and orange trees and a whole bunch of types of stuff, all right? Go buy them. It might take, you know, couple years for it to grow, but what other option do you got? Eventually you'll be able to pull lemons off of it, oranges off of it, grapefruit off of it, whatever. Okay, so you know, you just got to start thinking a different way. You can grow a tree in a pot, all right? It's not gonna be a very big tree, but you can grow one in a pot and just buy a bigger pot. So if you live in a sky-rise apartment building, you have a patio, right? And you're on the 8th floor. You know, as long as it's not against your, lease or your homeowners association, and you're going to get you in trouble. You know, put a pot out there with the freaking lemon tree in it or a tomato plant, all right? But that's only, you know, going to help you out a little bit. You really need to think about you know, planting a garden and stuff like that. So I've been looking at this YouTube channel called Land for Sale. It's where you can buy like 5 acres for $8,000 for $99 down, and $99 a month or $150 a month. But you should really think about buying some land. All right. And it's called Land for Sale. Check it out. They operate in all states. But, you know, buying some land, is you'd be amazed. Now, it's not going to have a house on it. Some of the land, you have to shop around for what you're looking for. All right. But you can buy land with little to no credit. You can even have bad credit. Yeah, but I would check it out. Land for Sale. All right. Type it up on YouTube and you'll find it. Okay. Land for Sale. And you'd be amazed at how easy it is to get into owning some land. Even if you just bought like 10 acres, all right, it might cost you like $300 a month. Pay 10 acres. 10 acres is a lot of land, all right? You can put a couple football fields on that, all right? And so if you buy land, then you have a place where you can go camping. And you can throw a fence up. If you own the land, once you pay it off, you can throw a fence up. You can turn it into a campground just for you and the family, all right? And since it's private land, you can have firearms on it, your tent becomes your home. It's your private land. Put some no trespassing signs on your fence, you know, every 20 feet or so. You know, hopefully you pick land that has a body of water. If you can find land with a body of water running through it, get it, because you might be able to go fishing, okay? And you get a water source. Just know where that water is coming from upstream and always filter it. Always treat that water. Don't just drink it out of the, without treating water. Should never drink water without treating it. Unless you know it's coming up from a verified spring, all right? That means it's coming up out of the rock, all right? Up in the mountains, okay? Because the earth is filtering it, but it's a spring, you know. But you know, you want to filter your water so you don't get Cryptosporidium, Giardia, and a whole list of other bacterial infections and diseases. So that's about it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I look forward to doing more. I've put out like 3 this week. This might even be the third. I think this is the third one. Well, no, this is the first one. This is Monday, so this will be the first one for this week. But I think last week I did 2 or 3 episodes last week. So I hope you enjoyed this one. I always enjoy coming on here and sharing. Please subscribe to the channel. I asked you, please, don't just subscribe to the channel, but share each episode you listen to with your followers on your social media accounts. And let's try to get this channel to grow a little bit, all right? Because that's how I make a living off of this channel, grow by when you're listening to the show, you hear that little 30-second commercial in the beginning. Sometimes I play one, sometimes I play two, and then sometimes I'll do one in the middle and then one towards the end. So, you know, I don't charge you guys to listen to the show. I have a Patreon account, but I haven't quite used it yet because I'm trying to get a bigger following on the podcast. And then once the following gets there, then I'll try it. But, you know, if you guys think that I should start doing the Patreon account for the radio show, I mean, I'll go ahead and do it, you know, it'll just be used for, you know, probably programs, projects, and things like that. Help me to pay for a better platform like Blog Talk Radio, bringing on guest callers, calling in, stuff like that, and guest speakers. And that would be real nice. I would love to not be the only one talking all the time. It's always better to listen in on a conversation with more than one person. But a lot of times I just get on here to share information because I lived almost 50 years of my life. I've seen a lot and done a lot, all right? And I care about people, care about all of you. So I'm going to leave this episode here with this. If you're feeling suicidal, let me know. Send me an email to Daniel@DanielShrigley. Let me know. Type in the subject headline, suicide prevention help. All right. So I know. So you, I can get you the help you need, get you pointing in the right direction. I might even ask for your phone number and give you a phone call myself, which is probably going to happen. But, you know, I have a lot of veteran friends out there that have called me over the years. The best thing I can do is refer you to the professional, but I'm there for you. I can't be there for you every waking minute and hold your hand all day long, every day, you know, but I can get you the help that you need, and the person can be put before you that has the time to do that. So I was helping a guy one time, and I knew him personally, and he just kept blowing up my phone nonstop, you know. And I was like, okay, well, you know, I like the fact that I'm helping this person, but he's got a lot of heavy issues. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist, you know, and this guy needs that, right? He's making some heavy statements. You know, I'm a buddy. I'm going to listen to your trouble. I'm going to let you know, don't do anything. You know, you have every reason to live for. Talk to him about the Lord, you know, and talk to him about, you know, all of your battle buddies don't want you to hurt yourself. But he would call me a lot, and I just felt like this guy needs someone more qualified than I am. And I just felt like I wouldn't be able, I can help him out to a point. So when you're helping someone, you can help them to a point, but there's going to come a point in time where they really need that professional intervention. All right. And that's why they have resources out there, and it's always best. So I'd be like a first responder. And when I was in the Army, I was a suicide prevention first responder, but I wasn't the solution. I was just to get there first to stop something bad from happening, immediately. And that works. So, you know, you don't have to have all the answers, and I don't expect you, if you're going to help people that have problems, to turn them away. I don't expect you to also be there and let them continue to use you, because your only job there is to be a friend, tell them life's worth living for, because it is, and that what they're suffering through is a temporary thing, and it always is, all right? And that it gets better in time. It just, you have to have some faith, okay? But get them in front of the counselor. Get them in front of the people that have the resources. Because there's programs they can be a part of. There's a whole bunch of stuff, all right? And sometimes some people just need a pep talk. Sometimes they need the help of a doctor, all right? And that's keeping it real, all right? So I'm not a doctor. All right, and I know when someone needs help with a doctor, because I could just tell that I'm not qualified for this. This is too deep. All right, and it hurts me to not be able to solve every problem. It really does. But I know I'm smart. I know when enough's enough, and I need to refer it up. And you should be smart like that too. Take care, and I look forward to the next episode.
Are you a fan of survival? Do you like all things survival? Full spectrum survival, urban survival, wilderness survival, how to escape and evade, lost or stranded, doomsday prepper, all things survival, you can find on www.danielshrigley.com. Come visit my official survival website at www.danielshrigley.com and learn how to sustain, survive, and escape and achieve rescue or self-rescue.
Proficient Protection Agency is based out of Alameda, California. If you have security service needs, Proficient Protection Agency can provide armed and unarmed security services. They service Northern California Bay Area, and you can find them at www.ppasecurity.com.
Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.
Help Jews in Poverty at helpjewsnow.org. Your $25 gift today will help provide a life-saving food box to Jews in need. Be a blessing right now. Visit helpjewsnow.org. That's helpjewsnow.org.